Unit 11. Marilyn Monroe. Marilyn Monroe is certainly one of the most famous screen actresses of the 20th century. She was known by many as the blonde bombshell and the sex goddess of the silver screen. However, it may come as a surprise that this famous actress never won any major acting awards throughout her 15-year career in the movies. She was never even nominated for an Academy Award. Critics may not have thought highly of this screen legend's acting ability, but the huge number of fans who flocked to see her movies propelled her to fame and fortune. Marilyn Monroe was actually born with the name Norma Jean Mortensen in 1926. While she was still a teenager, she found a job in a parachute packing factory during World War II, and it was this job that helped her break into show business. A photographer who wanted to take pictures of women working to help the war effort published pictures of the young Ms. Mortensen in a magazine, and this led the young woman into modeling. Ms. Mortensen married a young man named Jim Dougherty when she was only 16 years old. The marriage only lasted 4 years. Hoping to move from modeling into acting, the young woman began trying out for acting jobs with several movie studios in Hollywood. She finally got a 1-year contract with 20th Century Fox. A casting director at the studio suggested that the young actress change her first name to Marilyn. She then changed her last name to Monroe, because she liked the sound of the two names together. Even with her new contract, Miss Monroe's career as an actress did not get off to a flying start. She was given small parts in several films which did not do very well at the box office, and the studio decided to drop her contract. With no money and no work, the actress took an offer to let a photographer take pictures of her without any clothes on for a calendar. She was paid $50 for her work. Later, after she became famous, this calendar was published again, and it sold over 1 million copies. The nude photo in the calendar actually helped to increase Miss Monroe's popularity rather than hurt it. In 1951, Miss Monroe met a man who worked for an acting agency, and he helped her get a 7-year contract with 20th Century Fox again. The studio began putting the actress in movies playing a dumb blonde, and Ms. Monroe became a hit. She made 6 movies over the next 2 years, all playing dumb blondes. And then she got her first lead role in the movie Niagara in 1953. The movie had only a so-so story, but it did well at the box office because Miss Monroe was in it. Over the next few years, the actress proved that she could sing and dance in her own sexy way in movies like Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, and How to Marry a Millionaire. She also showed that she could perform as a comic actress. This period was the high point of Miss Monroe's career. Her private life was not quite as successful. She met and married Joe DiMaggio, a famous baseball player, but their marriage only lasted 9 months. Then Miss Monroe married the playwright Arthur Miller. She divorced him in 1961. The actress continued to star in movies, only a few of which became hits at the box office, but many people in Hollywood complained that she was difficult to work with. This was probably due to her addiction to alcohol and sleeping pills. Her behavior became so unprofessional that she was actually fired from the last movie she was working on before she died. 2 months after she was fired, Marilyn Monroe was found dead from an overdose.